Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Do hope you enjoy these. Please make sure you subscribe and please share amongst your friends so that as many people as possible can be part of the conversation we're trying to have. Okay, language is of fundamental importance. It's how we all communicate. It's how people communicate to us. It's how we commonly understand things. It's how things are suggested to us. In many ways, it can be how we are controlled or how we control. Now, since the beginning of this so-called alleged pandemic, language has been crucial to the government, driven by the behavioral scientists and their linguistic programming in terms of being able to nudge people and suggest to people that a particular narrative is in place, even if it's not. Now, we need to fight back against that. And one of the best ways in which that fight back can happen is if we actually can be we can challenge the way they use language. So if we look at a few, I saw some really interesting aspects to this, and I wanted to share these with you in case you hadn't seen them. It is very much about using the correct language, because the wrong language or the biased language is everywhere. Here are some examples. When we talk about vaccine passports, we shouldn't. We should refer to them as medical passes. Because, and arguably, the word passes is not even correct as well. But vaccine passport, that's been chosen those words to suggest this is your passport to freedom, when actually it's the key to your own personal prison. Let's not talk about vaccines. Let's talk about injections. Injections or jabs. Either of those two things works for me. But vaccines is the wrong language, because these things aren't vaccines as we commonly understand them. So let's not grace them with the word vaccines, because the minute you give them, if you accept their use of the terminology vaccine, then that conjures up, well, it's just another vaccine in a long line of vaccines. What are you complaining about? No, this is a one-off. This is an injection. This is a jab. It's something invasive being put into us. And we don't even necessarily know what's in it, by the way. Now, another terminology that we shouldn't accept is breakthrough cases. This is another little bit of linguistic programming they're keen on. So what they're saying now is when the double vaccinated get the virus, it's called a breakthrough case. You know, it's somehow magically the virus has broken through the robust protection barrier that the so-called injections provide. But that's incorrect. More accurate to call them injection failures. These are things that have happened because of a failure in the injection. So they're not breakthrough cases. They are injection failures. Another one is, there's so much talk about all these variants, you know, the Greek alphabet variants, which the media can continually now deploy against us, the alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, however it's going to be, all those variants. But where is the evidence that these actually are in any degree significant from the original strain? And the answer is there's none. So this is all COVID-19. It's just COVID-19. Accepting the variants enables them to string this one out ad infinitum. So we shouldn't expect, accept the terminology variants. It's just COVID-19. That's what it is. SARS-CoV-2 is the virus, and COVID-19 is the condition. End of. The other thing is, another one which I think is, again, really significant, is they use the word asymptomatic to suggest that one-third of those people transmitting the disease are asymptomatic. And because it's a scientific sounding word, a lot of people go with it. Yes, asymptomatic this, asymptomatic the other. But a better word is healthy. If you're asymptomatic, you've got no symptoms. In other words, you're a perfectly healthy person. So don't accept their use of the word asymptomatic. Substitute the word healthy. Healthy works better because that's the truth of the matter. If you're walking around and you're not feeling any symptoms and you're feeling good, you are healthy. You are not asymptomatic. So I think that's another important one. One of the words that another key battleground is the use of the word pro-vaxxer. So these are the people, by the way, getting very belligerent, very, very belligerent at the moment. And they call them, say, we're pro-vaccine, we're pro-vaxxers. No, well, an alternative word would be you're an immune system denier. I like that one. You're an immune system denier because these people fundamentally deny their own immune system. Every one of them has got a functional immune system to whatever degree. I can't say, but they all have immune systems. It's part of the human design. And it's crucial to us. So these people are living in denial that they have an immune system that works perfectly well 99.8% of the time. Instead, they choose to cast themselves as, oh, we're the pro-vaxxers. We're the good people. We're the good people. I think we should call them for what they are. You could also, by the way, another terminology which I've seen is vaccine injury denier. So it's better to paint these people in for what they are, because they tried to do that to us, calling us, oh, you're anti-vaxxers. No, we're not. But we are pro our immune system. We are pro science. We are pro accepting that vaccine injury is a real thing and we need to be aware of it. So the other thing is, I guess the final one, which I quite liked, was the idea that people talk about the NHS being almost at collapse point. But you know, what that means is that the NHS is fundamentally at capacity, which it's supposed to be. The whole point of the NHS is to function at 100%. If it's functioning at less than 100%, it's not efficient. It should function at full capacity. The fact that the NHS then thinks, oh, we're going to be overwhelmed if we actually do our job and are working to our full capacity. No, that's exactly how you should be. So again, I think language really is critical in all of this. The behavioral scientists, all of those advising the government, they've chosen their words very carefully, for sure. We need to choose our words very carefully as well. And I think in conversations, we need to, you know, try using some of the things there that we've been talking about. I've seen this, a very good Telegram platform is that of Robin Minotti. And a lot of those things that I've just said, Robin's talked about this over in his channel, and he's right. And again, it does cut to the chase in all of this. Language is a battleground, and we mustn't concede one inch of the battleground to the enemy. The enemy being the people spreading fear, scaring us, trying to ensure that we stay locked down, restricted, making sure we take an injection that we do not need. So I hope you agree with that anyway. Please let me know in the comment thread if you've got any additional ideas in that, in terms of how we fight back using language, so that, again, we try to make sure we put the truth out there. So thank you very much for listening to me.